Secretary of State Colin Powell says the United States is not planning a preemptive military strike against North Korea, at least not now. The U.S. is trying to head off a crisis after North Korea said it was restarting its nuclear program and then tossed nuclear inspectors out of the country. NPR's Janet Babin reports.
Secretary of State Powell said today that while military action against North Korea is always an option, it doesn't seem appropriate at this time. But speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Powell said no official negotiations with Pyongyang can take place until it changes its behavior.
We cannot suddenly say, gee, we're so scared, let's have a negotiation because we want to appease your misbehavior. That is not an acceptable position for us to take, for the international community to take.
Powell said that channels of communication with North Korea are open through U.S. allies and that the country knows how to get in touch with the United States. But Democrats blame the Bush administration for not maintaining direct communication with North Korea. Early last year, President Bush named North Korea as part of an axis of evil. Michigan Senator Carl Levin is the ranking Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee. Speaking on ABC's This Week, Levin criticized the president for taking a unilateralist approach and ending discussions with North Korea at the beginning of his administration. He says the U.S. needs to talk directly with Pyongyang.
We're not going to reward them. We're not going to appease them. But there's nothing wrong with just talking to them, not indirectly, the way Secretary Powell said, through these indirect channels, but from our lips. That's the way to avoid miscalculations.
Secretary Powell said that direct talks with North Korea had taken place in July and again in October, but they stopped when North Korea admitted to restarting its nuclear weapons program during the Clinton administration, violating a 1994 agreement it had with the U.S. Michael O'Hanlon is a senior fellow with the Brookings Institution. He agrees that the U.S. must engage in direct dialogue with North Korea.
I think the Bush administration needs to find some tough but realistic way to get back into this sort of diplomacy with the North. There's no need to capitulate to North Korean demands just because we talk to them. On the other hand, refusing to talk doesn't seem to be working.
O'Hanlon says North Korea has had one or two nuclear weapons since at least 1989. He speculates that the country is trying to create a nuclear arsenal in order to gain additional humanitarian assistance from the world community. But he also thinks North Korea fears a U.S. attack. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld recently said that the U.S. would have the capability to fight simultaneous wars against both North Korea and Iraq. O'Hanlon of Brookings argues that because of the buildup of forces in the Persian Gulf, any U.S. deployment to the Korean Peninsula couldn't happen until at least March or April.
They are going to need most of our sea lift and airlift to get over there once they do go, which means that sea lift and airlift cannot easily be used or cannot simply be used at all for a Korean contingency at the same time. There just isn't enough.
O'Hanlon says even though North Korea would lose such a war, it's one that would have devastating consequences for South Korea, resulting in thousands of casualties and millions of dollars in property damage. He says the North Koreans are obsessed with symbolism, so sending a quasi-diplomatic envoy to the region could help to finesse the situation. Powell announced that Assistant Secretary of State James Kelly will go to South Korea next month, but there are no plans to send anyone to North Korea at this time. Janet Babin, NPR News, Washington.